I am bad at describing flavors.
Well, I mean, it's its own spice for a reason, so.
Right.
I'll have to run upstairs and sniff it after.
A perfectly normal thing to do.
Rhyme or free, it doesn't matter to me. It's my bad poetry. Good day, and welcome to My Bad Poetry, a podcast where we take a deep dive into our poems from youth, yesteryear, or even yesterday, always asking the question, why in the world did I write this? I'm Aaron.
And I'm Dave.
And together this week, we are looking at a poem from the Wolf Journal. Yeah. It's been a while.
Yeah. I almost forgot, like, you know how, like, you can have butterflies in your stomach?
Uh-huh.
I feel like I have wolf journals in my stomach, as in, like, it feels sharp and painful and fibrous.
It's howling out both ends.
I don't know what to do with that, but yes.
It's been so long since we've been in the Wolf Journal, I had to, like, flip through to find where we even were in this thing.
Oh, wow.
And because you were 20 minutes late, I had time to kind of find what is left on our journey.
Dear listeners, Aaron just had to bring up the fact that I was 20 minutes late because he's kind of a jerk.
Yes. And I found that one of the very last things I wrote was one of those lovely songs that we listened to. It's just a piece of it. But do you believe in love? Do you believe in us? I remember hearing that screeched like chalkboard, like nails on a chalkboard. Yeah. So
No, like chalkboard.
Like just chalkboard.
Just chalkboard in general.
How about you sound like a chalkboard? No, then I'd have to keep this in.
It has to be in now. This is my poem called Chalkboard.
Chalkboard. Yeah, bring us into the realm of poetry, Dave, with whatever you've written.
This is a poem called Forced Creativity.
Ooh.
I have no idea how to write to a prompt. Going to find ways to be creative. Only geniuses can do things that are totally impressive. Now I will open my mind to write with holy wisdom, inspired by poets of old, never running out of great work.
Okay, I caught that you were doing an acrostic.
What? No, this is just me being creative.
Yes, okay, but you spelled at least thing at the end. So I missed the first couple there. Is it nothing?
It spells I got nothing.
Ah! Okay. Mm-hmm. I got nothing.
I had no idea what to write, and I was thinking about it last night, and I got nothing popped into my head, and I'm like, that's technically something, which is ironic.
So you wrote that down the side and then you found the words, or were you crafting the words? Yeah.
No, I wrote it down the side and then I was like, now I have to actually think this through. And about halfway through, like the first four lines are like,
are actually lines. Long. Yeah.
Yeah. And then I literally just gave up and I'm like, nah, I got a sentence and I will just like make it fit.
But you know, visually, I can't see it, but I bet the broad to the very, very narrow ending thought being, I got nothing. Actually, that's kind of fun.
Right?
It's a
metaphor about laziness done through the medium of being bad at poetry.
It sounds like chalk boards.
Aaron.
Well, here we go, Dave. So, I have an idea here.
Okay.
There's this little snippet of a thought at the tail end of that, like, return to obsession that we covered many weeks ago.
Yes.
And it is so brief that we will just read it, acknowledge its badness, and then we'll dive into something that has a little more to chew on, maybe.
Okay.
Okay, so here's this thought. It's delineated by a line, so we know it's not part of the obsession poem.
Of course.
Yes. And it says, "All I can ask for is to be yours for 1 minute. But if I had that minute, I would wish to freeze it. I would wish to freeze. To so it lasted forever." Okay, well, I would wish to freeze it so it lasted forever.
No, no, you do not get to edit. You would wish to freeze it to so that it forever lasts.
To so it lasted forever.
Oh my gosh, Aaron.
I'm just like trying to throw myself back there. Maybe I was going to say to make it last forever. And then, yeah. And then I pivoted without erasing. So this is dumb.
Yeah.
Because if I had one wish,
mm-hmm.
all I could ask for is to be yours for 1 minute. But then, wait a minute, trick.
But then I'd lie.
I had another wish up my sleeve and I could freeze time.
Well, and it's also like just creepy.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I would want to be yours even if I couldn't experience it. Like, I'm freezing time. I'm stopping everything.
Now, is this, like, neither of us would experience the passage of time? Or is it like that Futurama episode where Fry and, Leela are the only two who are outside of a frozen time and experience an entire life together?
I was thinking it was like the phenomenal movie Watch Stoppers? Is that it? Time Stoppers? Yeah, I don't actually care how the time stopping works in this thought, because either it's stupid, or it's evil, or it's both stupid and evil.
Yes, agreed. So, not wasting any more minutes on that.
We only had one, Aaron.
We only had one. And it felt like forever.
Well, stop the recording and we'll just be done then. We'll hold in this moment forever.
Here's where I actually want to take our episode.
Okay.
I turn to a page and we have these two started letters. So in the realm of My Bad Poetry, because the line breaks seem somewhat intentional, I'm going to call this an epistle poem, an epistolary poem. So one is to my dearest love. The one on the next page, which was abandoned after the first line, is to my dearest friend lost. And that one just says, I am filled with deep remorse for ever hurting you. No context as to what that was. That would be more interesting.
Yeah.
This one on the left side of the page, to my dearest love, I'm going to read it now for you.
Okay.
And then we'll dive in. To my dearest love, I will always feel like I didn't try enough, that I let you slip between my fingers. You told me I should be with someone that makes me happy. I never felt happier than with you. Pure elation consumes me with just the thought of you. To be with you was like quenching a long-awaited thirst or filling an empty space within me. I wanted to be with you forever. To hold you when you cried, to just live on the floor and stare at imaginary stars dancing on the ceiling.
Trash.
No, we're not at that point yet.
No, I understand
okay,
that fact.
Okay, trash. I know. It's just we're kind of out of our normal sync with all our amazing guests. Good or Garbage is far later, like at the end.
Oh, yeah, no, I've already come up with some metaphors for I would like to describe this as trash, but I'm just giving you, like,
first impression.
Yeah, first impression's trash.
Okay, well, that's a little harsh.
I will say it is not as piney as some of the other things have been. No, I know. It's still and whiny and
it's
slimy.
It's hard to say something is not as piney when you have, I wanted to be with you forever.
Yeah, but you also wanted to stop time, you evil Doctor Who.
Yeah, that's true. I'm not looking to manipulate anything here.
Mm-hmm.
I would say it starts off exactly like you would expect from anything else I have written in this era of the Wolf Journal. Yep. Of the, why me? Like, yeah, the exact piney, like you said,
yeah.
And whiny, and oh, I can't believe I let you go. Nonsense. But this last image that I wrote, I actually kind of like.
No.
To hold you when you cried, to just lie on the floor and stare at imaginary stars dancing on the ceiling. That's a little image caught right there. I liked that.
Is that something that had happened?
Yes. Okay. This actually brings I can't give you a solid timeline. Again, we're kind of in this ambiguous area of, I guess, my quote-unquote love life in high school. And when I was writing all this, because it's not in a Word doc with a timestamp. But my first kind of like real relationship, it lasted a year and a half. We would, in her room, there was a light with a fan. And sometimes when we would just be talking, we'd be like laying on the floor and staring up at the ceiling of her room and just watching the fan go.
Was it a popcorn ceiling? Was there glitter in the popcorn?
I honestly do not have... It was a white ceiling. Okay. But those moments of just like shooting the breeze while staring up at the ceiling, that had an impression on me. I mean, it was one of those moments where it's like, this is a cool relationship. We're more than friends, and yet we're just hanging out like good friends. And so... For me to recall that as something I want to get back to, I totally sympathize with that.
Right, that's nice.
Yeah.
See, and that's what I'm saying with that. It's not piney whiny. It's piney, but in a human sense, you know?
Yeah.
Like, reasonable and not in a gross way, but just kind of honest.
Yeah. Kind of like an innocent nostalgia.
Yeah, exactly. So I've brought this up before, that I wrote a song for my wife. Or, well, my then girlfriend.
Yes.
Now wife.
Yes.
You
compared her eyes to boogers? Was that in the same song? No.
That was a different song. You my green brown eyed girl.
Okay.
No, but in the song that I wrote for her, it is 99% inside jokes or like things from the beginning of our relationship. And so like I've not played it for other people really, because it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
And like the big one is looking for more shooting stars or maybe just some more birds.
Okay.
Because there was a time when we were outside, we were looking at a meteor shower, and she kept seeing birds that were like, there was light that was catching on the underside of the birds, and she's like, oh, a shooting star, and I'm like, yeah, sure, that's cool. But like that doesn't mean anything
to anyone
but
else.
I like yours, because yours is a lot more open to interpretation, and I feel more knowable. Like, even without the context that you gave me, staring, laying on the floor, looking up at the imaginary stars, I can understand that without it having happened to me.
Yeah. Yeah. That makes sense.
I'm saying your poem is better than mine.
I wouldn't say that.
Oh, no, it is.
No, because...
Mine was garbage.
Well, you haven't shared yours, and I don't think that's a fair one-to-one comparison. So, until you bring the receipts and share your bad poetry, I don't think we can make a true comparison. Just saying.
Okay, fine. So, it starts, there once was a man
Anyway.
You're welcome.
The line that killed me here. So we get into this, flowery language in the middle, where it's like, I start with generic wah, why did you go? And then I end with this like genuine like moment that I think we agreed is kind of nice. Yeah. And then in the middle here, pure elation consumes me with just the thought of you. To be with you was like quenching long-awaited thirst. Or filling that empty space within me. It's like...
Yeah. That is the same thing.
Yeah.
Like, that's not adding to it. That is, here's a semi-poetic concept.
Said again.
And here's me literally telling you what that semi-poetic concept means.
Yeah. I'll say it again. There's this empty space. I feel empty inside, and you fill it. In case empty. You didn't get it, in case you didn't get it the first time.
But besides feeling empty, I also feel empty.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yep.
Does that help you now?
Yes.
Can I just ask, quenching a long-awaited thirst?
Yes.
Okay. That, I don't know what that means.
Okay.
Because, like, are you waiting for the thirst? Like, you're quenching a long-awaited thirst.
To quench a thirst is a thing, right?
Yes, to quench a thirst, to fulfill it. But I'm saying you're awaiting a thirst. Or are you awaiting the quenching of said thirst, in which case that sentence doesn't make sense.
So how would you reconfigure that sentence? Because honestly, I have never questioned that line up until this point. So, okay, to quench a long-awaited thirst, just... Oh, yeah, I'm hearing it now.
Because it's...
Yeah.
In the word order, it's saying that the thirst is long-awaited.
Yes.
Not the quenching of that thirst is long-awaited.
So
you're literally saying, I am waiting to be thirsty. So that it can be quenched, which is an interesting concept.
I need more thirst traps in my life from this person.
That sounds about right.
Yep. That was before that term was a thing, though, wasn't it?
Right?
Don't look at me, just being a decade ahead of myself. No.
Oh, gosh.
Okay, so, no. A long-lasting thirst might be... That's what I'm going for. It's like that crossing the desert and then finally getting a glass of water. But... Yeah, it's the wrong word. You're totally right.
Yeah.
See, I should have just dropped that and stuck with to be with you is like filling that empty space within me.
I would like to be with you because I feel bad, and being with you would make me feel not bad.
Happy.
No,
I said happy.
Oh, no, I know, but I'm saying you can't be descriptive like that. It just has to be bare bones.
Bare bones. So we're working our way from the back here, as one does when learning a new piece of music. At the very end, I mean, at the very beginning, we have the most, probably, I don't know, the concept here is, I didn't try hard enough.
Yeah.
And that kind of try hard guy type mentality... we've talked about it many a times at this point.
Yeah.
But it leads to that whole, like, alpha male.
Yeah.
Like, you're just not using the right strategies.
Well, maybe if you had gone to an alpha male boot camp, you could have learned how to be a real man, Aaron, like me.
No, I like my tofu. Make me a soy boy. Whatever. But... So... that's my letter to my dearest love.
Yeah.
Sad.
I don't want to say it, but there is a word in my head. Pathetic?
Oh, dang.
I'm sorry, buddy.
My high school heart is just broken now. I was going through
It was already broken.
Yeah, that's true. That's what I'm saying here. But, I mean, like, I was going through some big feels.
Yeah.
My first true love is...
Do you need to blow out the candles?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just wanted to lay on the floor and stare at the ceiling again, you know? Aww.
That's a good... I like that.
But yeah, maybe I can rehabilitate these last two lines into something. It is National Write a Poetry Month in April, so... And I haven't written a poem yet this month, so...
Do you want to take that one again? It's National Write a Poetry Month?
Write a Poem Month.
That makes slightly more sense.
Yeah, it's they always shorthand it. It's like Nah.
Oh, yeah.
National Month of Poetry Writing? Maybe it's Nawapoa. I don't know. Anyway, anyone who knows, knows. And yeah. you should write a poem, folks.
Write a few, and you could have a chapbook or a thick boy by the end of this thing.
or material, fodder, one might say, for a later episode.
Yes. Then go and write some of your own bad poetry, and then get in touch with us.
Yes, yes. So, yeah, we've talked enough about this epistolary poem, epistle poem. Yeah. Dave, good or garbage?
This is what we in the business like to call a pregnant pause. Because I was working on how could I be mean about epistolary, because, like, yeah, the pistol shooting through the book. The other option was I'm going into anaphylaxis because the poem was so bad, and so I need an EpiPen.
Ah, an EpiPen, yes. For an epistolary.
Yeah. Dear listeners, Aaron is currently eating a candy cane, and he decided at the end of our podcast to shove the last three quarters of it in his face.
Kind of like a retainer. We're going to end this week with the words of a true poet. This week, coming to us from Elizabeth Bishop. The poem is called Letter to NY for Lois Crane. And so it's another epistle poem, and it goes like this. In your next letter, I wish you'd say where you are going and what you are doing. How are the plays and after the plays, and what other pleasures are you pursuing? Taking cabs in the middle of the night, driving as if you're to save your soul, where the road goes round and round the park and the meter glares like a moral owl. And the trees look so queer and green, standing alone in the big black caves, and suddenly you're in a different place where everything seems to happen in waves. And most of the jokes you just can't catch, like dirty words rubbed off of slate. And the songs are loud but somehow dim, and it gets so terribly late. And coming out of the brownstone house to the gray sidewalk and watered street, one side of the building rises with the sun like a glistening field of wheat. Wheat, not oats, dear. I'm afraid. If it's wheat, it's none of your sowing. Nevertheless, I'd like to know what you are doing and where you are going.
That's a good poem. Yeah. And it has meter and rhyme and means something.
Yeah. And it talks about dirty words rubbed off of slate. We're back to the chalkboard, Dave.
There we go. We got a tabula rasa here.
That's going to do it for us.
Aaron is working on getting a candy cane open for his daughter. So this has been my bad poetry.
Now go write some of your own bad poetry.
See what I did there? I changed it up and now it's worse. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, no, you got it.
I'm looking forward to having guests again, so it's not so terrible.
Rhyme free, doesn't matter to me.